Hey guys, welcome back to the Not Without Merit podcast, episode 19. I am Jake. With me is Mike.
What is up, everybody? And joining us, as always, is Ben.
Hello, everybody.
Hello, everybody back. So games are kind of slowing down, which is fine. I mean,
well,
this is that time
weeks.
Of year where we get the, yeah, you know, we get the lull before the big summer. I don't think there's any
last year
coming out this summer. I mean,
Kiwami 2 comes out in
August.
In August.
So that's basically fall.
What's it called? Oh, I typed it
the
in
Crew
Slack
2 is
today.
Kind of the only thing that comes to mind as far as like a
well, what's it called is rumored for
release.
July now that I put in Slack what? Today. The anime souls. What the hell is it called?
Code Vein.
Yeah, that's rumored
yeah.
for July. Right
I mean,
now.
I guess I would be.
You'll play that. You know, you're
big,
gonna play
big
that.
Big releases though, but for big stuff, it's not like oh man.
Let me pull up my list.
Soon that I'm excited
yeah,
for.
I think after the Genesis collection, it's Kiwami 2.
Yeah, like remasters and collections. There's not really much on the far as
is
a
there
new
really nothing else. Well,
coming.
We've got Dark Souls. We've got Detroit. That things are going to
yeah.
last.
Yeah,
a while.
I always forget about Detroit.
Mega Man X collection is July.
Yeah. See. Well. Again. Cool.
It's a collection,
like,
right? It's
new
it's not new.
And, yeah.
and
yeah.
technically, Dark Souls isn't new. The only one new we're getting is Detroit.
Yeah, which I am. Media, you know, moderately interested in. I don't know.
I think it's going to be based on reviews for me.
It's
the aesthetic that captures me.
It's just like, eh, that type of game is just, I don't know.
It's going to review well.
Until Dawn set the bar pretty high for me.
Well, that was nothing like a David Cage film, or film, his movies, his games essentially are films. That was more of like a, I don't know, that was like a... Yeah, but it was like an enhanced Telltale. There was a lot more to it than what you could do. And Mike's right. Until Dawn was probably the best game like that in the past, like, 5 years. It was
a
so
very
good.
Game.
It is.
Game.
And the cast was incredible. The motion... Talk about motion capture. That was really well done in that game.
Yeah,
I mean,
so.
You say it's going to review well, Ben. Did his previous two...
I think
Beyond
Heavy
Two Souls
did,
and Heavy Rain...
And Beyond Two Souls... did not as well as Heavy Rain.
I haven't checked their reviews.
Having not played either of those games, even though I just downloaded Beyond Two Souls, so maybe that'll give me... That may be either really excited or not wanting to play that game at all. So, yeah, we'll see how I come out the other side on that game. Because, yeah, that's the new game available right now for PS Plus in May. That along with Rayman Legends. And, yeah, I... didn't really play much in the last week other than Fortnite. I, again, really meaning to start that God of War, but always getting sidetracked by...
It's like me. Days to start it, too.
Burnout and Overwatch and Rocket League, and now GTA is going to have my attention for the next week, so...
Wait, what happened in GTA?
Well, I guess this is kind of not news, but news. GTA is having a fancy little... sign-in bonus this week where you will receive $250,000 for signing in your first day and $150,000 each day for the next 7 days afterwards. So you finish up with about $1.3 million if you sign in every day.
I really need to leave that game installed. I don't know why
I
don't.
Yes, you do. Yes, you do. Especially now with your gigantic hard drive. You
really
have no excuse.
Right. That's true. I haven't had it installed in a while, so yeah. All right, I'll have
so,
to
So, yeah, I'd say that's probably the only relevant thing I played last week, and that was yesterday. I dipped back into
We played
GTA
Burnout.
For...
Burnout was fun.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, yeah, it was a lot of trophy cleanup, playing online stuff. That was
How was
time
the party
playing,
thing? I meant to ask you. I saw you got those trophies.
I played it while I was I did it while I was watching a movie.
How easy
it's
is it?
It's very easy.
Is it? Okay.
It takes like 45 minutes to do everything.
Movie?
Tokyo Drift. Fast and Furious.
Okay.
Oh, perfect. Look at that.
Yeah. See?
Picking up
the
some
mood.
Tips.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Still a great movie, by the way. Still holds up very well. Very, very well. But, yeah. As far as me, I got nothing new. I swear I'm going to start God of War soon.
You haven't even started it at all?
No. Because it's like one of those, like, every time I'm going to start it, I'm like, okay, I'm not going to start this unless I have, like, a good 2 to 3 hour block
why don't you start
of time
it tomorrow?
To play this game.
Why don't you start it Friday and then just play a lot this weekend? Because that... I mean, you could take Ben and my word for it. Once you start it, it's really hard to put down.
That's the other thing, too. It's going to be... I know when I start it, I'm not going to
You're going to play
playing,
all day.
So
just start it this
probably
weekend.
Say so
make
yeah,
it your weekend
yeah,
game.
Yeah. Do it this weekend.
Probably.
You'll be fine. We need to start talking about the story soon.
I actually have a busy weekend, so I probably won't have as much time as I would like to play this game. But, yeah, so I will start God of War. Swear. Yeah,
the story in that is just
the opening,
it needs
like
to
hour
be talked
or
about.
Two, I'm really out of excuses of other things to play, even though like,
someone's canceling plans this weekend.
Overwatch. I don't know. It's a Mother's Day. Something you won't, crazy. I can't
yeah, that's true.
That
I, yeah. You won't regret it once you start it, Mike. Honestly, it sounds
yeah.
like
I
me
mean,
and Ben
I,
are just
yeah,
over the moon
I'm
for
not,
it.
Like
we're not overhyping
it's just,
it.
It's that's the I'm excited to play it. That's why I'm kind of hesitant on starting yeah. it because I know I'm not going to want to put it down. But yeah, I will start God of War. But yeah, other than GTA and Fortnite, I kind of got nothing. So, what have you guys been playing?
I guess I'm in the same boat as you. I've just been kind of mainlining the story in God of War. I'm going to go back afterwards and clean up the random stuff for fun. And Fortnite, just playing Fortnite, doing that stuff. That's pretty much it. I did crank up the Netflix and watch the recut season 4 of Arrested Development. I loved it. It was so much better than the original.
What did they change?
The show. So the original season 4 was shot, every episode was shot from a one character point of view, and they would run into other characters throughout the episode, what have you, and then the next episode was a different character's point of view, and then you would see the crossover of the interactions, and you know, by the end of the season you had a full coherent story, which was done really well considering how they had to shoot that season. Everyone had different schedules and couldn't be there at the same time. So Michael Hurwitz, the one of the creators and writers and everything, just Mr. Everybody for this show, he recut the entire season as a chronological season. And Ron Howard jumped in, did some new narration. They threw in some new slides and like side shots, and I loved it. I thought it was great.
That's pretty cool.
They did a really good job making it all work. I stayed up late Friday watching it and spent most Sunday watching it. So highly recommend giving season 4 of Arrested another go, because this May 29th, season 5.
Yeah, that kind of came out of nowhere.
I'm excited. Looks
as am I.
Another fun season. I love that show so much.
I feel like I fell off it since it went to Netflix, which is funny because it. Well,
yeah,
I didn't
never
love
even
season
the first,
4.
Yeah, I never even finished it the first time around, but I watched.
Well, you can't watch it now. You got to watch this new one.
That's
I mean, that makes sense. That's fine. I'm fine with it.
Yeah, I watched like the first 4 episodes. Yeah, it's definitely way better. Still some like very blatantly green screened, poorly shot scenes.
Well, that's
it's like, oh,
that's kind of the
kitsch
of that show.
Yeah, well, I mean, just it was like Ben said before, where it's like, oh, these people weren't even in the same fucking country at the same time, so they had to shoot around it, and those scenes definitely stand out like a sore thumb. But otherwise, the show is still pretty solid. I guess we can, if we're gonna cut to TV for a quick time, I started watching that show LA to Vegas. Pretty funny.
Oh yeah, that's the Dr. McDreamy on a plane, right?
Yeah, it's Dylan McDermott.
Dylan McDermott
as the captain,
or Dermot Mulroney.
Well, funny thing, he actually cameos on that show.
Are you serious?
Yes,
that's
fantastic.
Yeah,
that's pretty damn
cool. I love that.
That's really good. All right, I need to watch it. That's on Fox.
Yeah, it's pretty good. It's on Fox, so it is on Hulu. Yeah. I think
very easily consumable.
It seemed like the season might have wrapped. Either way, if it did, there's only 15 episodes. If not, there's still more to go.
They're half hours, right?
It probably, yeah. It's typical, you know, 22 minute TV half hour. Good stuff. It's not like, you know, one of the best new comedies I've ever seen, but it's certainly enjoyable. I, you know,
it does its job.
So just skimming through scenes, yeah. So that was good stuff.
Yeah, nice. Are you done, Ben?
What about you, Jake?
You have anything else?
Oh yeah, I'm good. Yeah, that's it for me. It's action packed.
I'm in the same situation kind of as you, Mike. I've been meaning to start Yakuza 6 for like the past week, and work and life and shit has just gotten in the way. We did Well, it was new for you last week, new for me this week. I platinumed Burnout with you this weekend. That was fun. I forgot how much fun that game is multiplayer. That game's fun anyway, but with other people, that game, you can really do some crazy shit.
The challenges are really cool. That was
they are.
That made that whole online mode like what it is. I think if that mode was just like go online and do races and all the modes in the single player, it would not have been nearly as good. Those challenges make that online great.
Yeah, I mean, fuck, we had 8 people in a bike room, which is like unheard of, for like 15 or 20 minutes. That was nuts. Like, we just kept doing challenges, and they were all, you led that guy to the stadium. That was great. Like,
it's nice that, like, the community, for the most part in that game, is willing to participate. Like, once in a while, you get one or two people that are just fucking off and not.
But he followed you. You went to him, and, like, he followed you.
For the most part, everyone's, someone fires up a challenge, everyone's like, yeah, let's do this. Let's go.
Yeah.
Let's get this stuff done. Like, a lot of people really like helping out in that game.
It was really fun. I still need to do the bike challenges. I know you got that finished. I mean, the good thing about that game is because it has all of them in one list, you can still technically platinum it without finishing all the trophies, because we just did the base game.
Because that's all the DLC.
Right, exactly.
Stuff that came at a later date.
So I still do want to finish up, Big Surf Island, because that's pretty fun. I wish there was more to it. It's really, really small.
Yeah, they condense a lot into that little tiny space.
Yeah, they do.
It's almost a little too cramped, but it's a nice...
Stunt runs are almost impossible.
Go, it's a nice...
You can't do them on that island. Like, you have to leave the island and go to the main island, because there's just not enough there. Or at least I found that problem. Other than that... Oh, well, I platinum God of War, but I can't really... I can't talk about it, because the hardest trophy for me is something that's a spoiler for Mike. It's not a spoiler for Ben, but... I'm trying to think of how I can talk around it. There are a set of bosses that are like hidden bosses throughout the game. And then once you beat a certain amount, you fight like the final version, final boss of it.
Oh, that sounds like fun.
Yeah, so she sucks. And I did it on hard, which took me on and off. I would say I put about 3.5 hours into that one fight. I'll say it was as satisfying beating that as beating a Dark Souls boss. That's how good that fight felt, and how rough that fight was. Because I've heard that even on easy, you have to be pretty much level 8 and have like all the... I had runes on that were recovering my health, and it sucked. That was a really hard fight. So have fun with that, Ben, because it's not easy, but it is really satisfying when you do it.
Yeah, I get my ass kicked on a lot of random stuff in that game right now. I think I'm like level 5 3/4.
And you're close to the end of the... I think the end game enemies are like level 6, and then once you do some of the side stuff, it becomes 7 and 8. And she's definitely a level 8. But yeah, it's... we'll talk about it more once you get there, and then hopefully Mike will just catch up really quickly by just kind of binging it. But yeah, overall... I said it, we've been talking about it for the past couple weeks. We'll bring it up again once Mike is finished and we'll get his thoughts, but it's going to be tough to beat that for Game of the Year. It really, really is. From start to finish, that was... Oh, come on. Red Dead is the
Red
only
Dead
thing...
Is
the it, dude, God of
and,
War was...
Well, not to... Shadow of the Tomb Raider, like, I'm not ready to count
that
out either.
That's true.
I mean, those first two games have been fantastic.
Here's
so
the thing with...
Oh, yeah, I still
got to
play that second one.
Here's the thing with
God
of War.
It's so good.
And I love...
It's not my fault. It's Square Enix and Microsoft's fault that I haven't played it yet.
Oh, yeah. And you know what?
The game's like $15 right now.
I have that and DMC on the way to me right now, which somebody in this chat that's muted has told me to be playing DMC for weeks. Because of the combat,
yes. I will second that.
You guys have all said that. No, yes,
that
the combat really
style
good.
Is stupid, but the gameplay is fantastic.
I heard that it's an underrated game. The other Tomb Raider game.
Oh! You haven't played that either. My
no, dude.
People.
Yeah. So those are both
the
same
game.
It's not
that game's
our
been
fault.
Out for over a year. You
doesn't
have no
matter. Yeah, and then it was no. It's been out for over a year on PS4. It's been out for like 2 years. I forgot about that game, dude. I forgot about it. I've heard it's good, though.
I totally forgot it exists. I forget it exists to this day. Remember, it exists right now.
Yeah.
And I'm excited to play it. That's going to be one of my summer games to fill that lull, is DMC. Well, sucks for you, Ben. Sorry.
Yeah.
I'm going to play it, though, because I like the first one.
Yeah. And I've heard the second one's even better. But, yeah, I heard the DMC, or remake, or whatever, DMC, the standalone. I've heard that it's pretty underrated.
It's a good game. I think it's pretty fun. Deservedly so, because the style they went, it's kind of like, I mean, Jake, you played Shadows of the Damned, right?
Oh, yeah.
You know how, like, that game's, like, over the top and not funny?
Mm-hmm.
It's over the top, but it is funny.
Yeah, the dick and ball jokes and all this stuff, yeah.
Imagine, like, that, but the main character's, like, this, like, brutish emo guy, and none of it's funny. And it's the same style. But the gameplay's awesome. It's arguably the best
that's what I've heard.
Gameplay. So, you're... You know, just ignore all the story and the cutscenes and, you know, whatever, all the fucking quippy one-liners, and it's all bullshit.
Yeah.
And it's a great game. I still would recommend that game. Like, if you like DMC, definitely play it.
Yeah,
I'm
gonna.
Tomb Raider is currently $24 at Best Buy right now.
That's still way too expensive for a three-year-old game.
Excuse me? It is a damn good game.
All right, fair enough.
It's worth $24.
Fair enough.
Easily worth $24. It's a billion-year-old game.
Well, I'll tell you how it is, Ben, once I play it. And then you can decide if you want to play it.
Grand Theft Auto 5 is a billion-year-old game, and that's still selling for full price.
Yeah, because people are... Actually, it's not... I was going to say suckers, but they're not, because that's a great game.
I think everyone in this chat has bought the game twice.
Yeah, it's true.
I don't want to hear it.
That's true. Other than that... Oh, you know what I just keep doing? Because I forgot that I had it installed. I'm through World 2 of Celeste. Man, that game takes a jump from World 1 to 2.
Jeez,
dude,
wow.
I've had Yakuza, I've had God of War, I've had Burnout,
Celeste in a weekend. Like, that's the shortest.
Yeah, but that means
I
have to sit through it and like play it nonstop. I like taking breaks.
I mean, not nonstop. I mean, there's only seven worlds,
I think. Anyway, whatever. I'll finish it. I'm slowly playing that game. But in any case, the difficulty.
Let that slip. Stay with that one.
No, I will. I am. It's a great game. It's just stuff is... I mean, I haven't played a lot of games in general this week, so... but, yeah, the difficulty jump from World 1 to 2 is pretty heavy. So, I'm interested to see how hard it's going to actually get towards the end.
It's... Yeah. You'll be in for
I don't wanna,
a treat.
I don't want to turn on assist mode until I have to do those bullshit
I mean, it doesn't get,
trophies.
Like, fucking Meat Boy hard, but it definitely gets increasingly more difficult.
That's fine. I just can't deal with... Like, Meat Boy, I played through, like, most of the worlds, but towards the end, I never finished Meat Boy, because it just...
There'll be a couple, probably, sequences you get stuck on, but, like, it's not something you're going to be stuck on for hours.
Okay, that's good.
Maybe, like, 20, 30 minutes you might be stuck at a part, but you'll get through.
That's good. Other than that, I started back up the Batman Telltale. I have nothing to report until I hit episode 4, because that'll be the first... 4 and 5 will be new to me. 1, 2, and 3 I've played already. And still, actually, now that all the patches are there and stuff, it doesn't crash, there's no frame rate issues, it actually runs really, really smooth. So I remember you liking season 1, Mike. When you do get to season 2, I'll tell you, it runs really well, which is really nice.
Well, it took them a full season to get there, huh?
Yeah, well, it took them PS Plus
years
to get there. Oh, well, you're talking about them to actually fix it. Usually, once they put out all the episodes, they do like a full season patch kind of thing that kind of fixes a lot of the issues. And also, I noticed when I still had it installed before I had platinumed it, God of War had an update every single day it was out.
It did. I noticed that as well.
I don't know. Are they still doing everyday updates?
I haven't gotten one recently.
No, it slowed down, but we were getting a photo mode today.
Photo mode is very soon, if not today.
I'm going to have to reinstall and just take some pictures, because that game is fucking gorgeous. But yeah, good on them for continuing to just stay with that game, because god damn, it's incredible.
The photo mode update is live, so yeah.
Oh, nice. But that's it from... we were talking about shows. I'm trying to think. Oh, Trust is really good still, which both of you need to watch. Season 2 of Legion is starting to get lynchy. So, Ben, you will fucking love it. I'll tell you, there's been some...
I'm binging that one.
Dude,
I'm going to wait.
Just to tease your appetite, there's been some dance sequences, just random dance sequences.
I did see that was like a pre-season trailer clip.
Yeah, and it was incredible. There's a Matrix style battle inside somebody's mind of like that Neo Morpheus first interaction in the dojo. This season has gotten so out of control, and it's so well done. So, well, I highly recommend
the
that.
The first season was a lot of fun, so...
This season feels different, which is kind of nice. But it still feels like the show, but it's taken a different turn, which is... It feels fresh, which is cool. And Westworld is on episode... What was Sunday? Was it three? Two or three?
Sure.
Yeah.
For sure, it's three.
It's... That show has taken a massive left turn as well, but damn, some of the best TV they can produce right now.
It's still a fun watch every week.
It is.
I should start watching that.
Well, you're going to, don't you binge that once the season's over? Took you forever to watch season one.
I watched it week to week.
Oh, no, it was something season. Else that you binged. Oh, it was Stranger Things that you binged after
Stranger,
a year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Are you watching Westworld week to week?
I did it right. No, it's one of the shows I watch with my wife, so it's a waiting game of the perfect time to watch it, and then I've been forgetting like that show's even on, so it's like, oh yeah, Westworld, we should watch that. And now it's like the episodes are building, so it's getting to that teetering point of should I just wait and just binge like a bunch of these all at once, or do I try to?
I would definitely
safe.
Yeah, it's still early enough.
Yeah. I would definitely start checking them out because this season is awesome. But yeah, that's it for me.
Well, all right then. Let us jump into the news, which there's not too much of this week. Like I said last week, as the build-up to E3 goes, the news kind of gets a little slower as everyone's holding their big guns for the big E3 coming up in about 5 weeks from now. However, we did get two little juicy bits of news. The first coming out of Nintendo, we get some more details about the Switch Online service. They have pinpointed a month. It will be September of 2018 that their online service will fire up in its full form. The pricing is the same as it was before. It will be $20 for a year, or if you want to do smaller increments, 3 months will be $8, or you can do 1 month for $4. They did, however, announce a new wrinkle in that that only applies on a per-user basis, not a per-console basis. So if you want to cover up to 8 users on a single console, you will have to obviously either buy individually, or they offer a family membership for $34.99 a year. Kind of a dick-ish type of
and
move.
For $20 though, that's not that unreasonable.
But I mean, every other like Xbox covers everyone on the your console. PlayStation Plus,
I guess, people
covers
with
everyone on your console,
so it doesn't affect Switch. Us but like people with kids, sure, that affects. Sure, if you want each kid to have one and you want the parent to have one, yes, that'll be a bigger deal. You're right.
And like they announced before, that once this goes up, online play in all Switch games, you will obviously have to pay like it is on PlayStation and Xbox in order to play online. They did also announce that cloud saves for your save data will be coming exclusively to the paid service, which paints Nintendo in an interesting corner because that is the only way to back up your saves on a Switch, period. There is no plug this into a computer, there's no put these saves on your SD card, and that, rightfully so, has pissed a lot of people off, because the Switch being a handheld is the most likely to get broken or stolen or just have some sort of issue where you have to send it back to Nintendo, and a lot of people say they get a Switch back with their saves gone because for whatever reason Nintendo couldn't, you know, recover those saves. So it's kind of a shitty move on their part. Again, only $20 a year, but still, the fact that there is no free way of backing up your saves on a Switch is kind of a shitty thing for Nintendo to do. And then finally, with that whole Nintendo news, before they did say that rather than, you know, everyone's asking virtual console, it seems that they're going full steam ahead with their Netflix-esque style of adding classic games to that service. So they did say it will launch with 20 games, 20 NES games specifically, when the service launches in September. They did release a handful of games that will be there on launch day, and those titles are Super Mario Brothers, Super Mario Brothers 3, Dr. Mario, The Legend of Zelda, Mario Brothers, the original Mario Brothers, Balloon Fight, Ice Climber, Donkey Kong, Tennis, and Soccer. And obviously more to be revealed, presumably, at E3. They will reveal the full list. I don't care about this service at all, nor am I really interested in paying for it, even if it's only $20.
I mean, are you going to get any benefit besides backing up to the cloud?
Which, I mean, yeah, I will do, which is nice, but in the end, I mean, I don't really take my Switch anywhere, so the chances of it breaking or being stolen is very, very minimal. So I'm not really worried about losing the saves. It is still kind of a shitty move to not be able to back that up. The only reason I would pay for the service would be the games, and if it's only going to be NES games, I'll wait, because now that I now that I have an SNES Classic, I don't really care about playing stuff like Super Mario Brothers and things that I already own on my 3DS.
Right.
So if I want to play those games, I will grab my 3DS and play them on there.
What happened to that whole deal of like a free SNES game a month or some shit like
well,
that?
Well, that's what this service originally was. It was going to be like every month they give you a free game, and then after that month that game is gone and it gets replaced with something else. Then I think they realized that it was a terrible idea and now have this whole, it's almost kind of like Xbox Game Pass where, here, you're going to have access to like a shitload of games, and we will cycle some in and out at random
intervals.
They
scrapped that idea and kind of turned it into
this. And they've
this.
Only officially confirmed NES games as of right now.
But that's only to start. There's no way that they'll hold off.
And
on
I also did forget to mention that all of those games will have online play built into them.
Which
so
is
you'll
also
be able
nice.
To, like, co-op. Yeah, that's a cool feature. Like, the ability to, like, co-op some Mario games or, you know, play stuff, you know, like Dr. Mario and all that online against or with another person is a cool feature, but
you'd know this better
NES
than
games. I'm not really interested.
You'd know this better than anyone because you're the resident Nintendo expert. Can you cross-play DS with Switch stuff like you could with or you can with Vita and PS4?
You mean like remote play type deal?
Remote play
or
like every, if you own a game, is it? Do you think they would ever
Nintendo
implement
is all
something
walled
like
gardens.
That?
Each system
that
stands
sucks,
on its
man.
Own. There's
that's too bad.
The only time they ever you did know, anything like that was between the Wii and the Wii U, where it was like the virtual console games.
Yeah, I remember
if you,
that.
If you bought it on Wii, you could buy it at a discount on Wii U. They wouldn't even give it to you for fucking free.
Don't
you,
you think
you got to buy it at a discounted rate?
Don't you think that considering the DS is still putting out really high-quality games, and that library, even though it's flooded, just like the SNES, has some really, you know, great little gold nuggets in there, do you think they would ever do, like, port DS games to the Switch or some sort of deal like that? Because, there's so much quality there that they're not cashing in on.
I honestly doubt it. It's possible.
I don't know why. Xbox does it now with the previous previous gen games. I don't know why Switch is doing it again. I mean, I understand why they're doing like a new Smash Brothers, but there's so many games. Like day one on Switch could have had Super Mario Maker. Nope, we're not going to do that. Like, where is that game now?
It's honestly, it's the only Wii U game they haven't of note that they have not
even
ported
so
to
look
this
Tropical.
New...
Okay, here's the perfect example. They just re-released Tropical Freeze. Fine. So you're buying it again. That's great. I'm fine with that. Do that more. Like, give us games that are remastered or ported.
Oh, yeah, they definitely have. Oh, they absolutely have.
Yeah, but they haven't done the important ones.
I think the 3DS is still selling so well, they're probably like, why do we need to port this when everyone's buying the shit out of these games on the 3DS? So I guess I'm guessing they just don't see the need to port stuff like that, whereas opposed to the Wii U, who was like, oh, no one fucking bought any of these games.
Yeah.
Obviously, we're going to port all these.
Well, that's, yeah, that system lasted. How long was the lifespan of that? A couple years? It was very short. It's like three or four years, right?
Five. Ooh,
I'm surprised it went that long. That's short considering what consoles are
now. By the end, after like year two or three, that thing was basically dead online until Mario Maker came out and gave it some sort of relevance right at the end.
See, that is the one thing that still baffles me about Nintendo. How is you're making a new Smash Brothers? How the fuck isn't Mario Maker out again?
That's going to be their E3 reveal is Mario Maker.
I thought Smash Brothers like full reveal is going to be...
That's going to be there. But as far as like something new, like their brand new reveal is going to be...
They better. When did Mario Maker come out? 2015?
It came out the same year as Metal Gear. So yeah, 2015.
Wait, Metal Gear 5?
Yeah, came out
the
same year.
Yeah, so it was 2015. So, Jesus Christ, we're going on almost 3 years. That game... Okay, they need to... I mean... As soon as they put it out, everybody's going to come flocking back. But that needs to happen, like, now.
Oh, absolutely. I totally agree. I think that's pretty much, like, the port. That's the one port everyone's just like, where's Mario Maker? Like, seriously, where's Mario?
Yeah,
like,
because
now,
there were no other Wii
that
games.
Tropical Freeze is out. Now they're just like, all right. They're like, all right, seriously.
Yeah.
Where's Mario Maker?
Yeah. Like, and they're porting Dark Souls. Well. Like, give me a fucking break.
You've tapped that well as dry as it can. I don't think there's any other worthwhile Wii U game other than, like, I don't know. I think they did a 2D Mario, like, new Super Mario Brothers Wii U. But
yeah, they could, yeah. No. Watch them really release Splatoon Remastered before they do fucking Mario Maker.
I mean, that's
Maker.
That's essentially what Splatoon 2 is.
Splatoon Remastered, good lord.
I mean, that's what...
Splatoon 2 is basically 1.5,
yeah, right,
so they already did that.
So is the rumor Mario Maker 2 or Mario Maker Switch, which is just going to be a remastered
version? A lot of people are... It's kind of like how the Smash Brothers is. It's going to be the last game ported up with a bunch of new features.
But the
so
new
it's not
Smash
gonna be an official
Brothers is, I thought,
sequel.
A brand new game. Ooh. I thought it's like a brand... Oh, from what
Who
I've
knows?
Heard, Smash
Who
Brothers
knows?
Is a brand new game.
Nintendo won't say... Who knows?
Well, they see, the thing is, they can't make a new Mario Maker game because you can't make
exactly,
Mario Maker 2. It's like Rainbow Six Siege. You can't make Rainbow Six Siege 2. It's just
they
adding
hit all the
content.
Time. They hit the tile sets of 1-3 world and
3D.
New.
Yeah.
So what? They're not gonna add in the tile set for 2 because it's
they'll
way
add
too
new
different.
Characters. They'll add new.
Yeah, it'll just
things
be it'll just be one with more stuff. I'd
right.
say the only if they were gonna make one significant change, it would be the ability to create worlds and levels that are linked together to play as
oh,
like a
man.
World rather
that,
than just.
Well, can't you create
that,
like a playlist, which is essentially
no.
that?
That and that's the other thing too. The whole UI of sharing and accessing levels.
Yeah,
in
that
the
was
is
bad.
So terrible.
Yeah.
So. Yeah, hopefully that's kind of what I'd say the consensus is what people want from another game is just the ability to make like a world, so like a set of levels that you play as a whole.
So I wonder what it's going to be called because the new
it's
Smash Brothers
Super Mario Maker Switch.
That's what I assume. Okay.
Yeah, or because or yeah, they could call it 2, but I really think they're going
to There's
go
no
with
point.
Super Mario
if
Maker
they put
Switch.
2 on there, it I think people are going to assume that it's supposed to be like a new game, which it's not.
Yeah, I think that also, yeah, that changes your expectations if you say it's a full-blown sequel.
Right. So just call it Mario Switch. Maker Switch, which that's fine.
Oh, yeah, I fully agree. I'm more than okay with all of those things. That's all I wanted out of that game. I take a straight port. That's fine with me. And moving on to our second and final story of the week. Really? Shut up. shut the hell up. My goodness. Fortnite news, because can't go a week without mentioning Fortnite in some way. Right this very moment, the big bad villain from Avengers Infinity War, Thanos, is a playable character in a limited time mode. Available to play right this very second. It plays like your standard Fortnite battle, except that a meteor containing the Infinity Gauntlet will randomly crash into the world, and the first person to grab the Infinity Gauntlet off of that meteor will turn into Thanos, who has a completely different moveset than your standard characters. He cannot build. He cannot use any healing items. I believe he has 600 shield and 300 health. His shield will regenerate each time he kills someone, but his health will never regenerate.
So he's a tank.
Basically, yeah, big time. This definitely is a... If you get
what kind
him,
of weapon does
probably,
he have, or do you use the Infinity Gauntlet?
He has three abilities. He has like this charge up where he charges himself up and launches into the air, and he can do like a really Christ. Powerful ground pound. Shoots like a laser beam out of the gauntlet that does like damage over time, and then he also just has like really powerful melee attacks that will just punch right through pretty much any structure of any kind. Like he's just like a. It's a walking nightmare of a character.
I have a suggestion to the Fortnite developers. Add an ability where as soon as somebody gets it, half of the population in the game dies.
Well, I mean, that's pretty much what happens, because I wouldn't be surprised if people that don't get that just quit the game. Because from the gameplay I've seen...
Can it land any time during the match? Like,
it usually lands right at the beginning. Like, within, like, the first minute or two. Like, it drops. And then I think they
and
said,
they last
like,
the
no one...
whole game?
Yeah, you stay... And then if you kill him, he drops the gauntlet. So you can pick it up and then
God.
Become Thanos.
That
so
seems
it's kind
fucking
of,
broken.
It's one of those type of... The gameplay I've seen, man, it seems... Wow. It seems tough. Like, you definitely need a coordinated effort. And you're playing solos, so really, realistically, you shouldn't really be coordinating with anyone, because at any moment, any of these people can turn on you. So
it's a separate mode, though, right?
It's a limited time event. It has its own playlist and everything. So don't feel it's not gonna be it's not inserted into every current mode. But that's it for news. I mean, unless you guys want to talk about War, which
well,
we can't.
Yeah, you still have to see that. You're seeing that when in like a week.
Hopefully, again, plans for this weekend. That is included.
Well, that. Yeah, that should be seen. Then we can have a spoiler chat about... That could be our top five next week. It's just spoiler chat Infinity War. One piece of news that came out this week, and I've been watching a bit of it. Mike, you watched a little bit of it, too. The Destiny expansion, the most recent one released. Warmind.
It sure did. Whew.
Oh, man.
Yikes. I turned around on that one pretty quick.
So... I was
you guys
watching...
want to play missions from the original, from the Destiny 2 campaign
so,
again?
The only
same locations
unique...
and all?
The only
what?
unique mission is exclusive to PlayStation, which is very interesting.
Well,
the other is
how
as
many story
Mike
missions
said,
there are.
There's three, aren't there? Yeah. So I watched Gathalion and T and Broman and all them do the raid together. Some interesting things that I've seen from so what power level is now 375 is max, correct?
Sure,
I believe that.
I'll go with that.
Which is a big
jump. I couldn't tell you what it was originally. So
it was 305 original.
305?
You sure?
Yes. Yeah. When we first got Destiny 2, it was 305. And then they raised it to 335 in the first expansion.
So they're the same exact...
Maybe it's 400 now. I don't know.
Could be.
I don't know.
Could be 400. I don't know.
It's possible.
Beats me.
At this point, I'm waiting for Fall, because if they can pull off another Taken King... I had enough fun in the beginning that I'll come back. I'm not coming back to this.
Yeah, I'm definitely glad.
You already paid for it, didn't you?
No. I didn't buy the fucking season pass. I'm not a sucker. I don't do that shit.
Yeah. I
did
I
you?
Saved myself the money.
You did, though.
Around.
Ben, you have access to this.
Bundle.
Yeah, Ben, you have this for free. There's no reason you shouldn't play it. At least try it. If there's three missions.
There's a big reason why I shouldn't. Yeah,
well, there's three missions.
The
it'll take you 2 hours. Well. Whatever. Apparently,
it's
going
to take him longer to reinstall it.
Yeah. Apparently, they tried to slow down light progression in, like, instead of just creating things that you gain less light from, they just nerf things. So, like, clan rewards are no longer, like, considered the high, super high value rewards. So, they don't actually, once you reach a certain light, it's just, it's over. They don't do That's anything great. Special for you. Yeah.
Ah, good. I love arbitrary ways of slowing down progress rather than just adding in more content.
You essentially have to do prestige to continue to gain light after a certain level now. Prestige raid. So if you didn't do prestige raid for the past 3 to 6 months, good luck getting used to all the new challenges. Because even with Gathalion's group, Gathalion and T, who would do it in, like, when they were running this game originally, they did it in under, fuck, we did it in, like, 45 minutes. It took them 5.5 hours. Took them 5.5 hours on Prestige. But they were doing it in, like, under an hour and a half 3 months ago, 3-6 months ago, whatever.
Oh, yeah.
So it's nuts how much they've, again, the arbitrary, like, well, you gotta jump through some stupid hoops that we made. Like, it's unfortunate. I really, really, really hope that they can pull off another Taken King, because although Destiny 2 was not what I wanted, I still enjoy Destiny 1 more than I enjoy Destiny 2. But
I mean, if the thing is, they will pull off a Taken King, because literally, look, they're running the Destiny 1 playbook. Look
yeah,
at that.
But
same, say literally the same exact stuff.
Yeah,
look
but
at that.
The DLCs for 1 weren't this bad.
We're shit.
That's not true. Rise of no, the second DLC for Destiny 1. I know the first one sucked. No, House of Wolves was what was the one with the second
garbage.
Raid?
That Crota. You're thinking of Taken King. Yeah, that was Crota, which was the shittiest raid.
Well, no.
Out of all.
No, Taken King was the third raid.
That was the full game expansion.
Right, but what there was a mini DLC in between.
Yeah, that was
that,
House
that
of Wolves,
added a raid.
Which is the one that
had
no,
there was
arenas.
Crota and
the
Crota.
Below.
Right,
which sucked.
Added a raid. Fair enough, but it added the Crota raid, which we all did and we all played. None of the Destiny 2 DLCs have added anything close to what Destiny 1 added. They've added
raid
layers.
But that's because those first two,
like,
DLCs were so disappointing. I knew this time
they haven't done any better now. The first game's better at this point than this one is, as far as DLC content.
If the Dark Below and Rise of Iron tell us anything, is that they should just do yearly updates, because that's the only thing.
I'd be fine with that. Rise of Iron wasn't terrible
either.
Apparently,
they need a year to do expansion right. They can't do it in 3 months.
Well, they need to make their money.
They can't.
That's why these are. That's why
make a better game.
These are things. Yeah. No shit. I mean,
make a better game.
Honestly.
Make a game I'm not done with in 2 weeks. There you go.
Well,
you want me to keep playing your game?
See, that was the
don't
biggest...
Don't litter it with shitty loot box garbage.
That wasn't even that. The biggest downfall of Destiny 2 is they took out what was the best part of 1, and that was the grind. Like, we were all max light level in, like you said, like 2 weeks.
Yeah.
At least in Destiny
also,
1, it took us like a couple months.
Crucible's terrible. You should work
on it. Which is funny, because that's what they most, that's which is what they were focused on the most, and it's still bad.
They just fired up ranked. Like, seriously? That's gonna be dead in 3 months. No one gives a shit about
Iron Banner is endgame.
You still have the
Destiny game.
Yeah, exactly.
You still have the hardcore Destiny players.
Destiny 2 will never be a legitimate eSport. No one's gonna give a shit about ranked play.
No, they can't make that an eSport because of the RPG elements.
Why do you think it's ranked? That's where that road leads to. At least them having tournaments and competitions.
Right, but within the community, that's what they want to do. They're never going to. There's a lot of games that have ranked that don't go eSport. I understand what you're saying, but I think they added that in there because people were asking for it. I don't think they ever expected to take. They can't. They could never take this eSport. However,
it's just another lobby. They didn't change shit.
No, they didn't, but they created a ranked playlist for people that cared. A couple positives I'll say. One of the guns I saw T using was, like, this interesting assault rifle, which had, like, what was that tracking thing from one of the Modern Warfare games, which, like, once you started hitting your target, the bullets would, like, follow them?
Oh, that was, well,
it was from one of the Call of Duty games. Oh, Titanfall 2 had it also. Yeah.
Pistol.
Yeah, so there's a... There's that too, yeah. So there's essentially the Fifth Element gun. And they also increased the power of the Cold Heart, so it's now like a super viable
weapon.
Well,
I was going to say, the one positive I did see out of all this is that they redid basically all the exotic weapons.
Yeah.
Not just the Cold Heart. They redid all
added
of them
some
to
cool
make
ones.
Them legitimately feel like guns that are better than the rest, not just like a gun that looks different. They really, that's the one positive I think you can take from.
They
and
also did some quality of
available
life
to everybody, not just for DLC owners. But yeah, as far as the DLC goes, whew, man, I was thinking about reinstalling this and playing this game. I mean, yeah, no thank you.
It's because they tempt you with
the
quality of life changes that they made, which are really solid.
If I get really bored, maybe I'll sign in, kind of see
I can't
how
believe you still have that installed.
I don't. No, I would have to reinstall it. But I'm just saying. like, just to kind of see how that game plays. Sans DLC. I mean, I have zero interest in buying either of these DLCs now.
The gameplay is great. That's what drew us. The gameplay and the gunplay is still super solid. That's what makes that game.
I just need to have a reason to play it.
Right. And what are you, like, 290s? And you probably don't care about getting a 305 anyway, so it doesn't matter.
Who wants to play the first raid on normal difficulty a year after that game came out? Oh yeah,
we couldn't even play Prestige now. We'd get our shit pushed in with how low light level we all are.
It's not even worth it. We're better off buying the DLC, getting over-leveled. There's no
point.
There's no point even doing the Prestige
It's
right
unfortunate.
Now, the second they put out a DLC, it makes all that shit irrelevant. Yeah, it's I mean, we could probably spend an entire podcast talking about the issues, the rise and fall of Destiny, and how it needs to pull itself up again.
I will end on a positive note. Rainbow Six, the new season is going to be starting in June. The full reveal is going to be, I believe, next week at the finals. But it's the Italian season. We're getting two Italian operators. They revealed what they looked like today. I like that the most the last two or three updates of operators, they're actually going with the style of country that they're from. So these two have like the red berets from the the Italian soldier style berets. They look cool, and the map looks like kind of a vineyard style map, which is going to be really, really interesting from the one little kind of screenshot that they gave us. So I'm excited to see that. And of course, I love Siege, so once that's revealed, I'll have more information on that. But yeah, that's it for the news, unless you guys have anything else.
Nope, that is definitely more than it. And we will now transition into our top five of this week, where we will tackle a very controversial subject, at least as far as
this
the
was
pre-show
difficult.
Discussion went.
This was difficult.
Movie trilogies. Now, there are a lot of caveats here. This is legit trilogies. There's only three movies in the trilogy.
A lot of stuff had to be disqualified. Yeah.
You know, if it was three movies, then rebooted, that is allowed because the original three trilogies, that's an original trilogy. Like the reboot isn't part of that trilogy. It's basically rebooting, starting all over. So, yeah, stuff like Star Wars, Indiana Jones, you know, a lot of, you know, Bourne. A lot of stuff people would, you know, you would assume those in everybody's top five. Not going to see any of those there. So
this will be a very unique trilogy's top five.
Who wants to go first?
I'll go.
All right. Let's hear it.
So shout outs to a couple of ones that I forgot about until we were talking about a pre-show. Man, I wish we had our pre-show conversation on the podcast or just had it recorded because that was a great conversation. Rush Hour, even though I forgot what the third movie was about until I looked it up and they were in Paris. Yeah, the first two, that's a solid franchise. Those were really, really funny movies. Transporter series with Statham. I think the first two were pretty solid. Third one, again, I don't remember what it's about. What was the third one?
Never saw the last two.
The third one was where he was in Miami.
Oh, with the little girl?
He kick-flipped the car to get the bomb off the bottom of it.
Is that the one with, like, the bad guys, the chick in the bikini everywhere?
Yes.
In, like, the leather bikini? Yeah, I remember that. All right. Shout-outs to Toy Story as well, which I'll say this. This is going to be blasphemy. I've never seen the third one, so I should probably get on that. But
yeah,
first two were incredible, and I've heard the third is... Probably, yeah. I've heard the three is incredible. So, but the first two were... really, really good. And the other, my final shout out is going to be Evil Dead, which for some reason I forgot was a trilogy. But yeah, Evil Dead, Evil Dead 2, and
Army
of Darkness.
It's an odd trilogy.
Well, it turned into a comedy series towards the end.
It's like one movie and then two movies, but they all technically are linked. But Army of Darkness kind of stands on its own because it's so different.
Right, exactly. But, and there's a lot of weird shit in Army of Darkness. But yeah, it's still a trilogy. Man, that new movie, until you reminded me of it, I forgot that they did a remake of Evil Dead. That was a disappointment. They shouldn't have done that. But all right, so on to the top five. Now this, I think Mike brought this up. This goes credit to you because I completely forgot about this. At number five is the Blade trilogy. First of all, Guillermo del Toro directed Blade 2. So, automatically, That's a great movie. These were the first R-rated Marvel movies that were ever promoted as, like, Marvel movies. Wesley Snipes, Kris Kristofferson, a very young Daryl from Walking Dead. I can't remember. Why can't I remember
Norman
the actors?
Reedus?
Norman Reedus. Thank you. Thank you. I haven't watched Walking Dead in years because I hate what they've done to that show as a comic book fan. But, yeah, solid trilogy. The third one, we talked about this all pre-show again. Third one kind of stands on its own as, like, its own little thing. It's more of a buddy comedy than anything. It's Ryan Reynolds as Deadpool, Jessica Biel, and him as, like, a team of three up against Dracula. Triple H is in there. Parker Posey's in there. Mike, you mentioned a couple other big names that were in there, right?
Patton Oswalt's in there.
Yeah.
Jessica Biel.
Yeah, it's got an interesting cast, and it's pretty good. Even though it doesn't really feel like the first two. Number four is the Cornetto trilogy. This is Edgar Wright's trilogy. This is kind of an interesting style trilogy, but he considers it a trilogy, so I put it on my list. And this is Shaun of the Dead, Hot Fuzz, and The World's End. I didn't love The World's End, but the first two movies are so solid, it's almost impossible not to put this on the list. I love those movies to death, and yeah.
You really need to watch World's End again.
You really enjoyed it that much?
Yeah, I did. I thought it was really good.
Okay, I'll watch it again. Fair enough. I guess it just didn't hold up to how good Hot Fuzz and Shaun of the Dead were.
It's just a really different movie from those.
Oh no, I understand. Well, the first two are different from each other too. I don't know. I guess I didn't love the story in that. Whatever. I'll watch it again. I'm sure I'll find it funny. Number three is actually, I'm going to reverse these. Number three is going to be the Godfather trilogy. Two is easily the best. It's one of those rare, I guess, if we're talking second movies that are better than the first, Aliens, Godfather 2, Empire Strikes Back. It doesn't happen very often, but this is a trilogy that the second one was better than the first. Mike, you made the argument that second one's too long. I mean, it's like two movies in one, because you're getting the young De Niro story, and then you're getting where Pacino is now. So it's kind of the story of his dad and the story of him. And then three is considered not great. I think it's okay. I've watched it enough that I appreciate what they're trying to do in it. But yeah, it's not nearly as good as part one and part two. Number two is going to be Lord of the Rings trilogy. We agreed that these were two separate books, this and The Hobbit, so that they stand alone as two separate trilogies. Return of the King has a lot of endings, and a lot of those endings made me cry. And that was a rough movie to watch. It's a great trilogy. The extended editions are insanely long, but so worth watching because they add so much content. It's actually like watching the movie all over again.
It's crazy to think, like, all the stuff that they cut from that movie could easily have been in the movie,
mm-hmm.
but they didn't want people sitting there for 3+ hours
yeah.
in these theaters. You had to show the movie multiple times in a day, so you couldn't just have the same group of people watching the same movie for 3.5 hours.
The original Lord of the Rings movies are, Return of the King is 3.5 hours, I think, on its own. And then those extended editions, some of them push like 4.5 hours. It's rough, but if you really love Lord of the Rings and you really want to just experience it again with like brand new content, those extended editions are very much worth watching. And my number one should come as no surprise, and that is the Dark Knight trilogy. The first two movies are solid enough to hold up the disappointment of the third. Dark Knight is probably...
terrible.
Yeah. There's really... honestly, as even as a Batman fan, there's almost no redeeming quality. The Bane fight is incredible.
Yeah. I'll give you two reasons. Bane
the
and
Pittsburgh
Catwoman.
Steelers get destroyed yeah. into the floor.
Also, there's a third reason. There you go. Three reasons why that
yeah,
movie's
pretty
cool.
That's right. They blow. I forgot that he blows up the stadium. Yeah. It just doesn't feel like a Nolan film. Catwoman, I mean, look, she Anne Hathaway does a great job. The problem is
damn
they
right
just don't
does.
Implement her the right way. That movie's a mess.
She was so bland. I didn't like her at all.
What?
She did a good job. If they had put her in, I mean. Again, if
Ledger...
No,
Michelle Pfeiffer.
Two different Catwomen.
It is. I would agree. They're very different. But if... I think if Ledger hadn't died, the third movie would have been very, very different. Because they already had plans for him for the third movie. And if they would have done, like, Bane and Joker and Catwoman and Ra's al Ghul and stuff, I mean, goddamn, that would have been cool. But, again, second movie... It's the best comic book villain I've ever seen. It's the best comic book character I think I've ever seen portrayed on screen. He was brilliant. He was exactly what I wanted out of Joker. And being the Batman fanatic that I am, that movie, I could watch that movie over and over and over and over again and never get sick of it. So 5-1, number 5 is Blade Trilogy, 4 Cornetto Trilogy, 3... is Godfather, 2 is Lord of the Rings, and number 1 is Dark Knight.
Ben, would you like to go next?
Yeah, I'll go next because my list has 3 of the same as Jake. My honorable mentions is the Evil Dead trilogy. They're just stupid, hilarious, mess of blood and gore. And Bruce Campbell is amazing at what he does in those roles, so... the next is Godfather trilogy. I've seen the first one and second one, the third one. I don't think I've ever made it through all the way to the end. The first one for me, I can seriously, if that's on, I can watch it from wherever it is to the end. It's such a great film. And then another honorable mention. And even though I've probably not seen any of these movies in a billion years, the Dollars trilogy. Fistful of Dollars, A Few Dollars More, and The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly.
Oh, wow. I forgot that was an actual trilogy. Holy shit.
Yep. And I, after talking about this all day and looking at these lists, I'm going to make it a point to go back and watch all 3 of these films again. Just, I mean, it's Western stuff. I mean, come on. But my number 5 is going to be the Christopher Nolan Batman trilogy. Like we'd mentioned, the first two were solid films. I mean, Dark Knight is easily the best Batman film, hands down, bar none. There's nothing better than it, Mike. And
false.
The third one was a good movie.
It was entertaining. It was entertaining. Yeah, the first two were true Batman films. The third was more of... I didn't even mention this, but I'll bring it up since you had it on your list. That movie can stand alone as, like, you don't even have to like Batman. It's just kind of a cool crime detective trilogy. They make him more of a human being than they do of a superhero in that trilogy.
Stop that, Mike. Stop making noises over there.
How do you fucking hate? You have the weirdest likes and hates of things. It's so strange to me. What's your... Wait, obviously, this isn't on your top 5. What's your fucking problem with this trilogy?
I just think people have idolized Ledger's performance as Joker a little too much because he's dead. And I think it's good. It's not this fucking God tier, like, oh my goodness,
think...
he was a visionary. Oh, so tragic.
Hang on a second. So you think people went in... I'll give you that some people went in with that notion of, like, oh, he's dead, so I already believe this is going to be... I will say for me, I did not go into the theater expecting that. I didn't know what led...
He died well after the movie came out.
No, he didn't.
No, he didn't. The film
I thought
was
he did.
No, the
he
film
died
was dedicated
before the movie
to
came
him.
Out.
Yeah, he died at
he
the...
Died,
oh.
He died when the movie was...
He died at the end of... Yes, he died at the end of January. Because
he was already filming other stuff.
Yeah, yes, his final film was
done filming the movie, but the movie wasn't out yet.
The movie came out. The movie came out in July, and he died in the end of January. His final film was The Imaginarium of Dr. Parnassus, which is also a really interesting film if you've never. Right, but there was also six people that played the main role, so you didn't really need to. But yeah, I would agree that some people went in with that notion. I will say for myself, I did not go into the movie thinking like, oh, he's dead, so I have to love this performance. I didn't, for sure. I would agree with you that some people had that in their minds, but I think it's really hard to watch that performance and not be it. It's on the levels of like, I'm just saying for him as a character actor, that was as good as some of Nicholson's best for me. Portraying a character that complicated, I think he did an incredible job, and I think that it really does deserve to be up there with some of the best performances. I mean, everybody has their opinion, but I don't think that's enough of a reason to not appreciate it.
I loved it.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
Yeah, so that's my number five. My number four is the Cornetto trilogy. Like Jake mentioned, it's more of a running gag for this, but I mean, they made these three movies and that was it. And they each have some similar running gag throughout each three of the three. And I mean, Shaun of the Dead is amazing. My brother and I wrote a paper on it. You know, driving in a car from Ohio without it being on. That's how many times we've seen this movie. I just love all three of those movies. They're just great fun, and the characters are a blast. And just side note, if you haven't seen the TV show Spaced, definitely get on that, because that was Edgar Wright, Nick Frost, and Simon Pegg's kind of like...
That was canceled after one season for being, like, too over the top and too raunchy, right?
They had two seasons. It's like, oh, was it two episodes seasons? Or okay. Something. Yeah, well, you know how BBC shows are, how they do it. You get, like, three or four episodes a season, and...
It's two parts to one... It's two parts to one series. It's series one, part one and two, essentially, right?
I don't even know how it's labeled, but there's only like 10 to 14 episodes total, okay. But it's two seasons. So number three for me is Back to the Future. I loved all three of these movies. I saw all three in the theater. I mean, it's just the amount of crossover and like attention to detail and just the writing is so well done, and everybody does such a great job in their roles, and I mean, Biff Tannen is one of the greatest characters, side characters of all time. It's just fun all around. I remember being a kid going down to Universal Studios and doing the Back to the Future ride, and it was a lot of fun. I enjoyed those movies.
That was fun. That was a good ride.
Oh, yeah, so fun. I mean, you wait 2.5 hours and...
That's back in the day when you could sit in one spot and they put screens around you and your mind is fucking blown.
Oh, yeah. It was crazy. I don't miss standing in those lines. That's for damn sure.
And three is not a bad movie, by the way.
Yeah, anybody who tells you three is a bad movie doesn't know what movies are. So,
just saying.
Also, they filmed, like...
Didn't make my top five.
Danny Mike.
Well,
Danny Mike.
I forgot to have it as an honorable mention. It was one of those, like... I don't know how many movies did it previously, but it seems like one of the first to do a movie back-to-back, like, film them without even knowing how the second one's going to do. Because that's how they did two and three.
I mean, after the second movie, like, wraps up...
You have a trailer for the third one.
For the third movie.
Yeah, which is already, like, halfway done, and they say, like, it's coming, like, next year.
Next summer.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Or whatever.
Yeah, it was nuts.
No one does that now.
Well, I feel like they started... Well, Lord of the Rings did it.
did Harry Potter film?
Harry Potter did the final two movies, part one and part two. They did back to back. Yeah, there's movies every once in a while that do it, but like I said, that was like the first one I can think of off the top of my head that did that.
But they didn't put a trailer for Harry Potter 2 at the end of Harry Potter 1.
That is very true. Think there was. Are you sure? I think there might have been.
I didn't see it in the theater, but I highly doubt they did.
I think it's possible.
We live in a time where you have to have teasers for trailers for
the trailer.
Yeah, but part two came out like
the Instagram.
You click on and get an ad.
Didn't part two come out like within 9 months? Wasn't it a very short release window?
Pretty sure it came out a year of each other.
I'm pretty sure within a year.
I'm pretty sure I saw a trailer after. I didn't see it in theaters either, but when I saw it on DVD or TV or whatever, I remember seeing a trailer after. It may have been added on. It may have not been in a theater.
Anywho, my number two is Toy Story. Because those three movies are amazing. Every single one of them. Every second is just fun, nonstop greatness. Tom Hanks, Tim Allen are just work really well together in those films. Again, another series of movies that do a lot of attention to detail, a lot of crossover jokes. Anyone who hasn't seen the third movie really needs to get on that.
Yeah. Some might say it's the best. Shit, no. Come on,
Yeah, because it's Disney.
They pulled all those movies all there.
Right.
Yeah, Disney. Disney is like the one company that you either watch it now or you're not watching it
anywhere.
Yeah,
I forgot about that. Which is funny because all the Marvel production.
Get any other way.
But it's weird because all the Marvel stuff is on Netflix and they're Disney. Well, what do you mean for now? Netflix signed a deal with them making TV.
Well, that's the only thing Marvel that's ever going to be available on Netflix once Disney launches their app.
Right. All the Marvel movies will probably be pulled. Okay, yeah, I will. Is the Toy Story trilogy the only reason Tim Allen is relevant anymore? Because what else has he done? Okay.
Does he have a show?
Really? Oh, okay. I don't even know what that is.
Nancy Travis.
Yeah.
I have no idea what this is.
It's bad.
It's Home Improvement 2.
Yeah, it's bad.
It's him cracking man jokes with a laugh track. Anything special.
Okay. I'm glad I haven't heard of it then.
You can skip it.
Very much so.
And my number one, it's Lord of the Rings. I saw all three of these in the theater. It's just hours and hours of eye candy and a moving story. And if you didn't cry at the end of Return of the King, you're a flipping robot.
I agree, because they give you so many chances too with all those fucking endings.
Yeah, it's that was one thing I always crossed my mind like watching that. It's like, oh man, the movie's over. Oh wait, no, we have another 10-minute end. Nope, we still have more endings.
And they just lay it on thicker and thicker each time. Like, oh, you didn't cry? All right, how about this? No. All right, what about this?
The movie could be 2 hours long. But they had to tack on 90 minutes of ending.
Honestly, so that ending is like 45 minutes.
I was happy for it because
that movie's incredible.
There's so much movie, like you get really attached to the characters.
Yeah,
it was so well shot. The CGI is done so well. The props and all of the
practical effects.
Photography is done. Yeah. Just fantastic all the way through. The Hobbit was such a letdown for me. I haven't seen the second or third one. I couldn't even get through the first one. I was just not impressed whatsoever.
I've come to appreciate The Hobbit for what it is, but Desolation of Smaug and whatever the fuck the third one was called were not good movies. Like, how can you turn a 300-page...
What was the third one called?
I fuck it. Battle of Five Armies? Or was that a game?
Wait.
It was either Battle of Five Armies with either a video game or they should have called it that. The Hobbit Shadow of Mordor, and they could have had a huge, I think it was called the Battle of Five Armies, unless that was a video game. I could be thinking of a game title. You can look
that
up.
Isn't it Return of the King?
No. We're talking about the Hobbit trilogy.
Return of the Hobbit.
Oh.
I think the final one was called Battle of Five Armies, but I might be wrong. And you know who does the voice of Smaug, right?
Of Smaug?
The dragon.
Isn't it Benadryl Cumberstew?
Yeah.
I like him, though.
Yeah, he's good.
I mean, who doesn't like him?
Well,
it's so dreamy.
The point I was going to make is, how do you turn a 300-page book into three movies? Like, it was just a mistake. If they had had The Hobbit and they had all of it, it's fine. Well, right, I get that. But it's just unfortunate. Because The Lord of the Rings trilogy, like you said, is just, they nailed it on every possible way. And they left out so much from the theatrical releases, from the book.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, the what we got in the movie, it like barely scratches the surface of what those books are.
It's almost Game of Thrones-esque in that way, where it's just like, there's so much
missing
content.
I've never
read
the books, but I'm seriously intimidated by
Lord of the Rings.
Starting them, yeah.
They're, if you enjoy the story, they really do fly by. I mean, they're really, really long. But if you enjoy the story, you'll get sucked in. And for how much you love books, I'm surprised you haven't read that.
I know. I read.
You
so
should
much
read that at some point. Yeah, you'd really, really love that shit.
It's fun. But my top five. Is number five is Christopher Nolan's Batman trilogy. Number four is the Cornetto trilogy from Edgar Wright. Number three is the Back to the Future trilogy. Number two is Toy Story trilogy. Number one is the Lord of the Rings trilogy.
Okay. That just leaves me. I don't have any shout-outs that weren't already said, so I will jump right into my top five, with the number five being Blade. Jake,
all right, you know what? You both have Blade down here, and I got serious problems with that, all right? Because Blade was not that good.
You have not watched Blade recently.
Those movies are great.
Watch Blade. Those movies,
specifically Blade 2.
It's some cinematic masterpiece. Blade 1's still pretty good. Like, Blade 1's still is good and gritty.
Those movies are really
fucking, that ending is stupid. It's R, and
it's hardcore. That's, Wesley Snipes needs to be
15 good movies, and you guys are trying to say these are okay movies.
Go back and watch the Blade trilogy. Seriously,
hey,
it's really good.
We're playing by these bullshit arbitrary trilogy rules.
Yeah, this was.
There's going to be some concessions made,
and it's at five. Give us a break. We both put it at
also,
five.
It's at
like,
five.
Yeah,
not saying it's at five. That
but you should rewatch those movies if you haven't in a while, because they're really solid.
It's been a while. Yeah.
They're all entertained. I guarantee you, you will watch all three of those movies and be entertained. Guaranteed.
Okay. All right.
Anyways, number four is Captain America. Even though like Civil War was basically,
I forgot. Because,
wow!
Holy shit.
Wow! You guys really dropped the ball, didn't you?
Wait a minute. Yeah. Does this count?
It absolutely does. There's three movies.
It absolutely counts.
It's
Captain America.
Yep. Yeah. Right. Well,
even though
Civil War
is basically like an Avengers movie, an unofficial Avengers movie,
right.
But it's Captain America. Yeah. This is by far the best trilogy of the MCU because they.
Yeah,
I don't know what they were thinking.
I fucked
all the
up.
Other ones.
This should have been on my list.
I mean, well, I will say they
Ragnarok
definitely
cleans up a lot of the first.
It's true. Yeah, Ragnarok is by far, as far as individual characters, probably the best individual character movie. But the trilogy as a whole,
Winter Soldier is pretty fucking good.
Yeah, oh, that's true.
Winter Soldier stands alone, kind of like the Batman movie does, as like a good just crime movie. Like it's
maybe
or action.
But, If you ask me the question, like, what non-Avengers movie would you want to watch right this second? The answer is going to be Thor Ragnarok. Like,
yeah,
if I watch
because
right now, it would be like Thor.
That's true. It hits on all levels.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's funny. It's action. It's, yeah, that's true.
But, yeah, back to Captain America. Yeah, it's easily the best trilogy of films in the MCU as far as the individual characters go. The first one, yeah, is it did an okay job with the origin story. Red Skull, I thought was fine, but you know, comic book lovers seem to hate him for whatever reason. I don't know. I thought the movie was fine, but then again,
it's a little boring.
So whatever. Winter Soldier was good. It really introduced you to like another side of the Captain America character, and that only kind of went further in Civil War, which took a lot of turns that especially that universe hasn't really done before. We're kind of just like really the true like infighting between all the Avengers and all the characters, and it was just kind of like an angle that I never thought they were going to kind of go with, since you know it would be like, oh, you don't want the Avengers fighting each other to make them look bad and things of that nature. But no, they did it, and it was great. And is Captain America trilogy is fucking awesome. Number three is Toy Story. I think was that the first Pixar? That was the first Pixar movie, wasn't it? I believe so. I'm pretty sure it was.
Probably, yeah.
Yeah,
I saw that
so.
In the theater all the way back then. I was amazed
back
then.
What year did that come out?
Probably like
the 90s, right?
Mid-90s. Mid-90s. I'd say it was probably like 10 or 11.
Wow, they took a long time to get 2 and 3 out.
Because they kept churning out a bunch of other brand
That's
new
true.
IPs rather than
That's
just
true.
Turn it into a sequel farm. But, yeah, this is another great trilogy. Two, definitely the worst of the three. I wouldn't say it's a bad movie. But three, man, whew, right in the feels. Oh, my goodness. If you're not at least choked up by the end of that movie, I question your soul and heart as a human being, because, damn, I think any kid growing up is probably, I don't know what I can say anymore. Just watch three. If you haven't watched three, it's really
I'll
good.
I'll watch three. I'll get around
people
it.
Who haven't seen Toy Story 3 should definitely watch it. It's very good.
I'll watch it.
Number two is the Cornetto trilogy. Definitely hit this one many times before. For a longest time, I was like all about Shaun of the Dead and didn't really like. I watched Hot Fuzz once and I'm just like, this is okay. This is nothing too special. And then I watched Hot Fuzz like five or six more times and it's like, oh wait. This is the best movie of the trilogy by
you think
far.
So?
You really pick up a lot of the subtle cues all over the
Hot
place.
Hot Fuzz is by far my favorite.
I think I like
three.
Zombies
I will...
too much. Is why I like Shaun of the Dead so much.
Yeah, I don't. It's just I don't. It's something about the humor in Hot Fuzz.
Well, it's a different kind of humor.
Yeah,
two is and much then, drier than that. Or yeah. two. Hot Fuzz is much drier than it is. Two is drier than one.
And then World's End does get a lot of shit, but it's a fine movie. Maybe it's not as good as Shaun of the Dead or Hot Fuzz, but it's still a fine movie. Still definitely worth your time, and still overall a fantastic trilogy of films. Which just leaves my number one. That will be. Wait, what was that?
What?
What
I heard
that. I don't know what you said. Because my number
said
one,
Back to the Future.
Oh, absolutely not. No, my number one is objectively three of some of the best films ever made. That would be the Man with No Name trilogy, which contains A Fistful of Dollars for a few dollars more, and The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly. I pretty much started watching these movies probably when I was like six or seven, because these are some of my dad's favorite movies of all time, and he literally watched them like every month, like anytime like these were on
That's
TV.
What I watched them. As well,
like AMC seemed AMC played like these and like Shawshank Redemption, because it seemed to be like one of those two things were always on that damn network every weekend. Like there was always an Eastwood Western on that damn network, and sure shit, my dad sit me down and we'd watch it. And yeah, I definitely have a deep appreciation for those movies that I never probably would have otherwise, because I'm not huge on the Western genre really outside of like this trilogy of films, because I mean all three of them, I mean, yeah, you can kind of essentially the same kind of movie for the most parts, but damn it if all three of them aren't fucking just great pieces, just cinematic masterpieces. Soundtracks, just oh my goodness, some of the best soundtracks you will ever hear in a movie, and pretty much like half the reason. Yeah, iconic. You want to talk about iconic? might be one of like most iconic pieces of music in movies ever, and probably a lot of the reason why most people actually give a shit about like the Red Dead franchise. I mean, this kind of set the table for as far as like modern day westerns in any way, shape, or form, because I mean, Good, Bad, and the Ugly is one of the greatest films of all time. So my top
Clint
five.
F. Eastwood.
What's that?
It's Clint F. and Eastwood.
Damn right it is. Damn, he's old now. That's sad. Thinking that movie, the movie's like almost 50 years old, so I guess I can't be too surprised.
He's been directing for like the past 10. And his movie's good. Gran Torino was really, really solid, although he was in that as well as directing it. Yeah.
So my top five, number five is Blade, number four, Captain America, number three, Toy Story, number two, the Cornetto Trilogy, and number one, the Man with No Name Trilogy. And that is going to do it for this week's episode. Ben, where can they find you on the internet?
You can find me on Twitter and Twitch at TheLeroyOG.
Jake, where can they find you on the internet?
You can find me on Twitter and Twitch at FetTheAssassin.
And you can find me on Twitter at Just Survive, on Twitch at The Just Survive. You can follow the show on Twitter at NWMPod. We also have a website, NWMPod.com, where you can find links to all of our contact information, links to all of our past episodes, and of course, all the ways you can subscribe to our show, which would be on iTunes, Google Play Music, or your podcast app of choice, in which we always ask that you leave us a review and let us know what you think of the show, because each and every week, we thank you for listening, and until next time, take care.
Peace.
See ya.